with no print newspaper. I certainly acknowledge that that may happen, but from what I see today, I don't see that date coming anytime soon.
Okay. Now, John Payton, looking at this, is pushing this strategy called Digital First. So as newspapers go through this transformation of digital first and maybe eventually digital only, they face a lot of competition because the barriers to entry online are so low. AOL's Patch has almost 900 local news sites started in the last year. There's the local, hyperlocals. There's nonprofits like California Watch, MinnPost, Texas Tribune. How can newspaper companies stay ahead of those competitors?
Well, I think newspapers, by and large, have much better local news brands than any of the other startups. Their brands are very credible. They're respected. So I think they have a better chance of building a solid interactive franchise. But there's no question that interactive dollars, actually I should say digital dollars, are smaller than print. And so the news gathering operations must be more efficient and have a lower cost structure than we've traditionally had.
Okay, but isn't the problem really that collectively newspapers have less than 1% share of the online attention? In other words, they get less than 1% of the page views, less than 1% of the time spent online. Isn't that really the crux of the online revenue problem? How do you grow that share of online time spent so as to increase the share of online ad revenue?
I don't know the numbers you've just used and everything. Those are not numbers I've heard or have available. The bottom line is that newspapers, even in our print editions, still have a very, very loyal audience. And as that audience gravitates to digital, I think we have a better chance at maintaining and growing that audience than some of the startups do. Plus, I mean, we're going to have print advertising revenue for a long, long time.
Okay. You and John Payton have had similar career tracks. You both started at entry-level jobs in newsrooms, and then you switched to the business side and you rose to chief executive levels. Do you feel you have an affinity with Payton because of those shared news side roots? And to what extent do you think having that news side origin has motivated and influenced both of you?
Well, John has been a good friend of mine for 23 years. We met in the 80s when I had a partnership arrangement with the Toronto Sun Company, and John was a rising star in the Toronto Sun Company, and we got to know each other in the 80s and have stayed in contact with each other ever since. I was a sponsor of John when he got his green card to come to the United States, and was a sponsor when he applied for citizenship. And we've maintained a good relationship for 23 years, and we are a lot alike. One of my directors, when he interviewed him, said, "You know, he's your clone. You sound alike, you talk alike, you tell the same, you both have the same view of the industry, and I took that as a compliment. We do see the world very much the same. John has pushed Journal Register in the digital world very rapidly in the last 18 months, but he started from a lower base, and he's done an excellent job of putting Journal Register in the forefront of the newspaper digital movement. We've been doing that for a long time, and we've accelerated our digital move in the last year, but one of the reasons that John fits Media News well is that we all agree on where we need to go.
Okay, and now you've pushed this vision for consolidation for a long time. I remember you talking about it in Alaska in 1996, and you probably talked about it even before that. You took a big step toward consolidation when you formed the California Newspaper Partnership. So should we be looking at this combination with JRC as kind of a national newspaper partnership, or is there a more regional strategy behind this? For example, it creates a big New England cluster with a lot of added penetration here in New England.
I have long been a proponent of consolidation because I think consolidation has many advantages. Consolidation eliminates overhead, which improves cash flow coming in. Consolidation provides a much bigger platform for selling advertising, and that was true in print advertising, but it's even more true in digital advertising. We started out consolidating by buying newspapers in regions and doing what we call clusters. Our company is made up of clusters. And then in the late 90s, when some of the newspapers around us were not available to be bought or we didn't have the capital to buy them, we started doing partnerships where we partnered with other newspaper companies that were nearby so that we got the cost synergies plus the revenue synergy platforms. And what we're doing with Digital First is the next step of that culture where you basically start clustering newspaper companies, and it can be done by buying newspaper companies, or it can be done by having diverse newspaper companies come together from a management and strategic standpoint. I can't say where the world of newspaper consolidation will go, except I have long been a proponent that consolidation must be a part of newspaper future.
So, in effect, the structure of this deal is that both companies are outsourcing their top management function to Digital First Media, although Digital First, it appears, is a subsidiary of JRC. Can you elaborate a little on this structure? Will Digital First Media consist mainly of John Payton himself, or is the intent here to fully merge the corporate offices of both of the companies into Digital First?
Well, Digital First today is John, but the vision is to expand it and bring together certain experts in what we're doing. Some may come from Media News, some may come from Journal Register, some may come from the outside, but it's designed to be a small group of executives that help plan strategy and oversee the management teams of the companies they manage. It's not meant to build a bloated corporate overhead someplace. It's meant to share management and expertise, both for cost purposes, but more importantly, for strategic planning purposes of where we move the newspaper industry.
Okay.
Move the departure of the newspaper industry that we have control of.
Yeah. So, to the extent that there are some savings in the corporate overhead, that all goes straight to the bottom line. Is there any estimate on what percentage of total expenses that represents? What's the magnitude of the potential savings?
You know, we're a private company, so we wouldn't talk about those kinds of things. You know, efficiencies on the cost side are certainly a factor here, but the overwhelming factor is to have the right strategies for these companies going forward, and to work together with a much bigger platform to create more sources of revenue.
Okay. But still, there's this question of what motivates the particular structure? Why not simply merge the two companies, or is that an option down the road?
Well, obviously, merging companies involves capital, involves shifting shareholder ownerships. Merging companies is much more complicated than merging management and strategic plans. And certainly part of consolidation will involve merging companies, I'm sure, but you don't have to merge companies to do what Digital First will be doing.
All right. So was the current climate in terms of raising capital, was that an issue in not taking that route?
No. I mean, certainly the capital markets for our business are somewhat difficult today, but there really was no thoughts of merging.
Okay.
Is that possible someday? Anything's possible, but that's not part of the plan.
Right. Now, with regard to the Freedom deal, the Wall Street Journal said a few weeks ago, quoting Media News and its advisors, believe financing terms would be prohibitive given recent market turmoil and a challenging outlook for newspaper companies. Will this JRC deal help to put the Freedom deal back on the table?
I can't comment on stories that have been written. I mean, we don't comment on strategies or possible expansion.
Okay. What will your own role be here? You're now the executive chairman of the board of Media News, and you've said that you want to focus on consolidation strategies. What will you be concentrating on going forward?
Well, I chair the board and am on the board and founded the company, so I'm very interested in building the company and growing the company, but I made a decision some time ago that at 60 it was time for me not to be CEO anymore. I've been CEO of the company since we founded now that it almost 29 years ago, and I've got some physical limitations, as it's well known, and I decided, you know, more than a year ago that it was time for me not to be CEO, and which is why we announced and began a search for a CEO. It's just, you know, no company should have a CEO that stays forever and too long, and I'm much more interested in helping develop strategies and plans long term than operating day to day. So this works very well for my planning and I think sets the stage for a new spurt of innovation in our businesses.
Okay. You know, there's already some speculation that other companies might want to get into the digital first tent. Have you had any nibbles?
I can't comment on that. I mean, we've announced what we're ready to announce, and we're very excited about what we're doing. I've said for many years, and you've heard me say it years ago, that consolidation is an important part of the newspaper industry's future. Broadcast consolidated, cable consolidated, and newspapers, in order to have the same relevance that cable and broadcast and others have, need to go through consolidation.
Yeah. So as part of that, are you going to take another run at the, what do you call it, the cross-ownership rule?
No. I think there was a time when lifting the cross-ownership rules was very important, and I worked for years trying to make that happen, and we were able to make it happen at the FCC, and for the most part were able to make it happen legislatively, but then the courts intervened and slowed it all down, if not stopped it. I think the importance of cross-ownership is yesterday's news. We don't need a TV station to do video anymore. We don't need a TV station to broadcast video anymore. You can do video in our digital offerings today. You can do video online, you can do video in mobile, and I think the day will come when it's people don't sit down in front of their TV and spend 3 hours watching TV or 30 minutes watching the news. They're going to get it on their tablets and computers, and I think the need that newspapers thought they had to own TV stations is probably over.
Right. There are still quite a few locally owned, family-owned daily newspapers in the country. Do you think that those papers can hold out, adopt their own digital strategies, survive as print gradually disappears, or do you see them as likely to be joining this kind of combination at some point?
You know, I don't know. Every newspaper has its own situation. It's easier to craft a strategy when you've got a large group of newspapers than it is when you have one. But it's not impossible to do it one, and there's certainly some good examples of individual newspapers that do a good job. I mean, the Bergen Record in New Jersey is one example. They're local, family-owned, and they're doing a good job. And there are other examples as well. I don't think being a standalone keeps you out of the game by any means. It's just easier when you have a larger platform. And I think, you know, the platform that Media News and Journal Register will have is truly the beginning of a national platform. When you look at the audience that the two newspapers companies have through all platforms, it's impressive.
All right. How do you see this affecting the jobs of people at individual media newspapers like reporters and ad salespeople?
You know, media news today has perhaps 40% fewer employees than it had 5 years ago. And the number of employees it takes to do what we need to do will continue to decrease because the revenue stream has decreased and the revenue generated online on a per eyeball basis is not the same as the revenue generated in print. And so the move to be more and more efficient in what we do will continue. And I don't think there's any newspaper company in America that won't have fewer people a year from now than they have today, and fewer still in 2 to 3 years. We will continue to outsource more and more functions in order to bring the cost of doing business down. We'll continue to operate with smaller infrastructures, less management, more feet on the street, and the number of people all of us have working for us will over time continue to decrease. That's the way the business model is going.
Right, but what about in terms of the nature of the work, the corporate culture? I mean, at the shop floor level, Peyton has created a corporate culture at JRC that's very different from the way I perceive media news culture. Do you expect that the JRC way of doing things will be adopted at Media News, and do you see any problems in making that kind of a culture shift?
Well, first of all, the two companies are very different. If you look at the size of the newspapers at Journal Register, you know, compared to the size of Media News, Media News has larger newspapers and larger clusters, although we have some smaller newspapers too. So one size does not fit all. And John, having come out of Toronto Sun Company, with various size newspapers, understands that one size doesn't fit all. And so what's been done at Journal Register is not necessarily what will be done at Media News, but that being said, he and I are totally on the same page with becoming more and more efficient, having less overhead, and providing services for less money. I mean, but again, you can't necessarily compare Troy, New York with Denver, or even New Haven with San Jose. I mean, newspapers are still individual businesses, and you operate them individually based on the size of the markets they serve. So it's not a one-size-fits-all, but are we all on the same page to become more and more efficient? Absolutely.
Okay. John Payton is not a fan of online subscription models, to avoid the paywall word. So Media News and JRC are going in opposite directions there. Which strategy do you think is going to win?
You know, we don't have any strong feelings either way, and I personally don't have any strong feelings either way. We did a test in two newspapers with a paywall, and felt good about the results of those tests. And so we in August expanded the test to do paywalls in all of our newspapers that had 20,000 circulation or less that were not part of a cluster. And that started in August, and we'll watch the results and based on those results, we'll either decide that we like that model, or we want to tweak that model, or we may not keep the model. I mean, John is the CEO of the company now, and it'll be his decision which models we use. But you know, it seemed right to us to test the paywall model in smaller markets where we didn't have a lot of ad revenue at risk. And so far, we've been impressed with what's happened. But, you know, we're living in a world today that you don't put a stake in the ground and say, yes, we will do paywalls, or no, we won't do paywalls. You test everything that has a possibility of succeeding, and you make decisions based on test and market research.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see the test through, and John, as CEO, will decide which models work and which models don't.
Okay. You have, Media News has several partnerships with Gannett in California, Texas, New Mexico, and Alden has about a 10% stake in Gannett. In dollar terms, it may actually be their biggest newspaper media holding. Are there other regional partnerships with Gannett in the cards? Does this Alden connection potentially extend to more deals with Gannett?
You know, our relationship with Gannett goes back many, many, many years, and it's been a very good relationship, and we've done some very good things together. And and I think anything we do with any company will be based on whether it makes sense for both companies. It'll not be done because of who owns our shares. People who buy all of our shares make a decision to buy the shares in our companies because they believe it's a good investment to make. But strategy isn't determined based on who owns the shares of the companies. It's based on what works for the companies, what the boards of directors of each company determine works for each company, and if there are deals that make sense for Media News and Gannett, you know, we would explore them. If they don't make sense, we won't. I mean, I think who owns the shares of your company is a separate issue than what makes sense from a business strategy standpoint.
All right. Looking back on your own career, building the second largest newspaper company in the country, is there anything that, in retrospect, you wish you would have done differently? Any major mistakes or any major opportunities that you missed?
On a company basis, probably not. I think all of us in the newspaper business should have seen the changing media environment sooner and dealt with it sooner. If you look at the industry, most everybody in the industry through the years have done the same things. I mean, when the internet started to be a factor, we all put our newspapers up on the web the way we published them in print, and we gave them away for free, and we sold advertising around it. And if CPMs were today what they were 10 years ago, it would have been a great business model. But I think newspapers, and all of us are guilty, were slow to react to the changing environment. And knowing what we know now, we could have done a lot of things different. But the interesting thing about the newspaper industry, and that's why, I mean, one of the reasons that I think consolidation is important, is just because Media News and Journal Register decide to have a strategy that we like, that doesn't mean the rest of the industry will have the same strategy. But when we're talking to advertisers, especially national and major account retail advertisers, they have to do a national strategy when they're promoting their goods, and they can absolutely love the strategy that one company has. But if they can't buy that strategy nationwide, it's not very good for them. And our industry has not worked together very well in the past to have common strategies for advertiser solutions. I think we're getting better at that, and there are some projects going on now that would say that we're getting better at it, but you know, the industry should have begun working closer together 10 and 15 years ago, and developing strategies 10 or 15 years ago. So do I wish the industry had done something differently? Yeah, but it couldn't be done by one company.
Right.
And even today, one company can't make a big difference unless a lot of companies buy into the same strategy.
So is that something you're going to be working on particularly?
Well, I've always tried hard to get the industry to work together. And on some fronts, we've been successful, and some we haven't. I think at least today there's an understanding in the whole industry that the industry must work together. But it's a lot easier to work together when you have common management and common goals.
Okay. Dean, what about your own health? I know that you've had to slow down some. Are you still going full speed? Do you see yourself continuing for some time with this leadership role?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I love this business, and I've been in it since I was 15, and I love it, and I care a lot about it, and I expect to be involved in it. But and my health, it's health itself isn't an issue. I'm very healthy. It's just the mobility is a problem. I mean, I don't walk anymore, and MS deals more with mobility than it does from a health standpoint. I mean, I have no health issues other than MS, and I've had MS for 25 years. So, but it does slow you down in terms of mobility. But I still come to the office every day and work long hours and get very excited about what we're doing, and can't see that changing.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate your time.
There certainly was some rambling there, so I hope you edited it appropriately.
We'll probably do that. Yep.